down my spine. Heart's on the line, keys on mine, and I'm in love.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's Noon News is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It's 31 degrees at 12 o'clock.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Donald Trump does not have to spend the day before the New Hampshire primary in a New York courtroom. A juror got sick in the sex abuse defamation trial against the former president by columnist E. Jean Carroll. It's not clear yet when the trial will resume. The court is awaiting coronavirus tests on all the jurors. One of Trump's lawyers also hasn't been feeling well, but tested negative. Nikki Haley says she's resisting calls to drop out of the GOP race for president leading up to the New Hampshire primary. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Happy pre-election day.
At a VFW hall in Franklin, Haley says the pressure coming from the nation's political and media elite.
Say that I should drop out for the good of the country to support Donald Trump.
After the crowd booed and said no, Haley mentioned Trump's win in the Iowa caucuses and the low voter turnout.
America doesn't do coronations.
Her remarks came after another fellow South Carolina Republican decided to endorse Trump, Congresswoman Nancy Mace, days after Senator Tim Scott backed him. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The mayor of New York, Eric Adams, says the city intends to wipe out more than $2 billion in medical debt for up to 500,000 residents. Dozens of family members of hostages held by Hamas stormed a committee meeting in Israel's parliament, demanding a deal to win their loved ones' release. Meantime, European foreign ministers joined growing international calls for Israel to negotiate on the creation of a Palestinian state after the war. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk is vowing to keep supporting Ukraine against Russia's nearly two-year-old invasion, announcing a new military aid package. A 10-day search to rescue two Navy SEALs lost in the Arabian Sea during a mission to board a ship and confiscate Iranian-made weapons has been ended. The sailors are now considered deceased. This is AP News. The Supreme Court will hear a long-disputed death penalty case in Oklahoma.
The Supreme Court says it will hear an appeal from Oklahoma death row inmate Richard Glossop, who's maintained his innocence in a 1997 murder-for-hire case. He was sentenced to death in 1997 in the killing of a motel owner. Oklahoma's current attorney general says Glossop's life should be spared because he didn't get a fair trial. A number of state lawmakers and actress Susan Sarandon are calling for Glossop's conviction to be overturned. Three times now, Glossop's been just hours away from execution before it was called off. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Taiwan says six Chinese balloons either flew over the island or through airspace just to the north. Taiwan also says Chinese warplanes and Navy ships were detected in that area. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Greeley Signs and Graphics has been your locally owned in-town sign company for the past 50 years. Greeley Signs and Graphics is located at 1209 U.S. Highway 14 East Richland Center in the building across from Rockwell Automation. For quality signs, electronic message centers, vehicle graphics, trophies, promotional products, awards, and much more, talk with your hometown friends at Greeley Signs and Graphics. For the best signs in Southwest Wisconsin, stop in or call 647-2628 or look us up at signface.com. Creative Signs from talented people.
Welcome to the news at noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The news at noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, Simpson's Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's 31 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy and warmer conditions this afternoon, with a high around 33. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 27. And tomorrow, cloudy with occasional light snow and wintry mix expected, but mostly ending in the early afternoon with a high of 35. In Richland Center, after a low of 22, it's 31 degrees.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Autoworks in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Autoworks, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Good afternoon. It's partly sunny and 31 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Sub-freezing conditions and treacherous roadways have contributed to dozens of deaths this month across the U.S., where states as far south as Texas and Florida remain gripped by deadly Arctic weather. But the numbing cold is expected to ease up in coming days. Nationally, winter storms this month have claimed at least 69 lives around the U.S., many involving hypothermia or road accidents. After heavy snowfall a week and a half to 2 weeks ago, snowmobile trails largely opened across southern Wisconsin. Now some counties are starting to see trail closures. Several trails in La Crosse, Vernon, and Grant counties are among the closures today. Forecasted rain and warm temperatures this week could lead to more closures. You can check with your local county club for the latest trail status. Tonight, the Richland School District will vote on resolutions to seek two different referenda. The first is a non-recurring operational referendum for $9.8 million over the next 4 years. The second is a facilities referendum for $27.1 million to update and repair its buildings, add air conditioning, and update the auditorium. No athletic facilities are part of the referendum. If approved, the questions will appear on April's ballot. In other action tonight, the district will be deciding whether to continue as the fiscal agent for the Drug-Free Communities Grant. The community was awarded the Drug-Free Communities Grant for 5 years, starting with the 2019-20 fiscal year. The grant is sponsored by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and is the nation's leading effort to mobilize communities to prevent and reduce substance use among youth. The DFC program provides grants to community coalitions to strengthen the infrastructure among local partners to create and sustain a reduction in local youth substance use. The DFC grant funds the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County and Youth for Change at both Richland and Ithaca High Schools. The grant is $125,000 annually. Two Republican lawmakers have introduced a bill they say will strengthen the child care industry by altering the structure of Wisconsin's public four-year-old kindergarten. Child care programs are losing enrollment and revenue under the current public 4K system, many child care providers say. The new bill, authored by Representative Joy Gobin of Hobart and Karen Hurd of Fall Creek, hopes to address such issues and help to stabilize child care programs. The Wisconsin State Journal says the draft bill was circulated earlier this month for co-sponsors. The two representatives previously introduced a package of bills they say will bolster the child care industry by adjusting staff-to-child ratios, creating loan programs, and more. That package has passed the Assembly and is awaiting Senate action, though Governor Tony Evers has indicated he may veto them. State School Superintendent Jill Underle says Wisconsin should use part of its projected $4 billion surplus to boost public education.
What's mental health needs? We need to fund special education because special education funding actually funds all our programs in our schools, and it gives our school districts the ability to be able to do the best for kids.
Underle says she'll keep working for diversity, equity, and inclusion as Republicans promise more scrutiny of DEI efforts in Wisconsin.
We're going to continue to fight to keep those programs and those scholarships available so that, again, everybody can be included and feel, you know, feel that they belong in our higher education institutions.
That's Underle speaking with WISN's TV's Upfront after addressing last week's school board's convention in Milwaukee. The EPA's newest assessment of water quality and nutrient pollution in U.S. rivers and streams shows almost no progress on cutting the nitrogen pollution that comes primarily from farm chemical runoff. That's a problem because it can cause algae blooms, contaminate drinking water, and feed the so-called dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. And it may get worse as climate change increases rainfall that can wash more nutrients into waterways. Activists and scientists say little change has happened because curbing the pollution relies mostly on voluntary action by farmers. They say more regulation and incentives are needed. A Republican bill aimed at restricting abortions in Wisconsin is likely on the fast track to the governor's veto. Wisconsin voters would be asked to weigh in abortion restrictions in an April ballot referendum under a bill introduced Friday. Madison Democrat Senator Melissa Agard is critical of Republican lawmakers.
Acting as if they are healthcare providers and doctors is not what Wisconsinites want, and frankly, the process by which they're going through is not how government should be working.
The bill has a public hearing at the Capitol today. If voters approve the measure, it would put in place a ban on abortions after 14 weeks of pregnancy, except in cases where a mother's life or health would be at risk. They're unlikely to get that chance. Governor Tony Evers has said he'll veto the bill. Vice President Kamala Harris visits Wisconsin today to talk about reproductive rights. Dale Gardner says the Dobbs decision had a chilling effect on people needing reproductive care.
They were so afraid of the consequences of trying to access out of state, and then also not knowing if who they're calling they can trust.
Laura Wiederhoft is a registered nurse. She says exceptions to abortion bans to save the life of a mother still put a lot of patients at risk.
Doctors and nurses and physicians have to make these very difficult choices about how to counsel patients now when there is a legal threat. But the law shouldn't be involved in that decision.
Meanwhile, there's a hearing today on a bill to shorten the window for legal abortions in Wisconsin to the first 14 weeks of pregnancy. The vice president's visit to Wisconsin today is the first of a week's worth of events, marking the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade U.S. Supreme Court ruling. The governor's task force on workforce and artificial intelligence meets today. The panel was formed last year to come up with recommendations on how to use AI to benefit Wisconsin businesses and workers. Workforce development leaders say artificial intelligence is helpful during a labor shortage. They want AI to benefit workers and not outsource their jobs. Gas prices fell 5.3 cents in the last week. The average across Wisconsin today is $2.70 per gallon. The cheapest gas was priced at $1.69 yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.39. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, says the chance of the national averaging falling below $3 per gallon is getting slim. The average today sits at $3.03. Refiners are starting to purge winter gasoline on the West Coast, and soon refiners will start to transition to summer gas. This year, United States taxpayers must file their income tax forms before the April 15th deadline. For many people, major life changes, business ownership, or simply a lack of knowledge about the ever-changing tax laws make finding a trustworthy tax preparer a good idea. That said, not all tax preparers have the same level of experience and training. Here are tips for finding someone you can trust with your finances and sensitive personal information. First, it's important to understand the different types of tax preparers and their qualifications. Only enrolled agents, certified public accountants, and attorneys may represent their clients to the IRS on matters such as audits, collection issues, and appeals. An enrolled agent or EA is a tax preparer that has been approved by the IRS to represent taxpayers. An EA must either have prior qualifying employment with the IRS or pass an intensive two-day exam on federal taxation and complete a background check. To maintain EA status, they must complete a specified number of credit hours each year of continuing education in accounting methods and tax regulations. An EA may work independently or as part of a firm and specialize in specific areas of tax law. An EA is a good option if you have a more complex tax situation. However, you want to make sure their area of expertise applies to your personal situation. Certified public accountants, or CPAs, have a college degree or the equivalent in work experience. They are licensed after passing a state professional qualifying exam. This makes them good candidates for complex tax planning and preparation if they are experienced in handling tax matters and enrolled in continuing education programs that keep them abreast of the constant changes to tax laws. If your return is quite complex, a CPA may be your best choice for tax preparation, but keep in mind they will charge much more than basic tax preparers. Tax attorneys often charge the highest fees as tax preparers. Tax preparers looking to shelter part of their income legally, or for those who need specialized advice on municipal bonds, estate planning, and the like, hiring a tax attorney is a good option. There are about 700,000 people who work as non-credentialed tax preparers in the United States. They often work part-time or only during the tax season. These preparers must have an active preparer tax identification number through the IRS, but beyond that, regulating tax preparers is done at the state level. Most tax preparers are legitimate and competent, but keep in mind that without a national license requirement, they may be working off of their own personal research and experience. Because of this, it is important you conduct a thorough interview with the tax preparer before you hire them. When it comes to choosing the right kind of tax preparer for you personally, much will depend on the complexity of your tax situation. After you've decided what qualifications your tax preparer needs, choose someone who is trustworthy and competent. Review the tax preparer's credentials. Be wary of spectacular promises. Get referrals from friends and family. Think about availability. If the IRS finds errors in your tax forms or decides to perform an audit, will your tax preparer be available to help with the details? Ask about fees ahead of time, and if things don't add up, find someone else. For more information, check out the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau's tax tips and resources at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 414-847-6000 or 1-800-273-1002. A teenager is being recommended for charge of fleeing law enforcement after the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Office said he fled a traffic stop Friday. According to a release, the 18-year-old man topped speeds of 90 miles per hour with the chase lasting about 8 miles on Highway 95. He was taken into custody after a short standoff. It's 32 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. 2023 was a good year for the River Valley Area Community Gardens, and they are looking forward to 2024. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
It's 32 partly sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1223. The River Valley Area Community Gardens has successfully completed its eighth growing season. At its annual meeting last month, the gardens announced that they had donated more than 2,103 pounds of produce to help relieve food scarcity in the River Valley area. The Community Food Pantry of Spring Green received 1,621 pounds. The Meadows Assisted Living and Memory Care received 216 pounds. And a minimum of 265 pounds of produce was distributed through the veggie kiosk on the garden site on Westmore Street in Spring Green. Produce donated by individual gardeners, the Busy Bees, and other gardeners in the area was not weighed. The gardens reported serving 36 garden families and 52 rented plots. In addition to renting plots to area residents, the gardens provided free garden plots to 9 children in 3rd through 12th grade. It also provided a raised bed to 27 children ages 3 through grade 4 who participated in the Busy Bees Garden Club. The Busy Bees also participated in a variety of educational classes. As 2023 ended, all permits are in place with site and construction plans approved for the building of the new equipment shed in 2024. Looking forward to its ninth growing season in 2024, the Gardens is anticipating the building of the equipment shed, providing more educational opportunities for gardeners and the community, installing a new garden sign, and more fundraising opportunities. Registration for the 2024 season is open. Applications are available by request via email at info@rvacg.org, by phone at 608-588-6040, or request through the RVACG Facebook or web pages. Annual rental fees run from $20 for a raised bed to $60 for a 20 by 20 plot. Water, mulch, tiller, fertilizer, and other amenities are included. 6 Wisconsin construction companies received Excellence in Construction Awards at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's annual Contractor Engineer Conference held in Wisconsin Dells. Top winners include an asphalt paving project in Polk County, a concrete paving project in Dane County, a grading project in Outagamie County, a small bridge project in Lafayette County, a large bridge project in Racine County, and a large contract project in Milwaukee County. Excellence in Small Structures was awarded to Kramer North America in Plain for the Wisconsin 23 bridge over the Pecatonica River in Lafayette County. The bridge work replaced the deteriorated superstructure and ring walls and added new elements like sidewalks, steel railing, decorative lighting, and a polymer overlay to the bridge deck. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and UW Extension are asking anglers to help prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species in Wisconsin's lakes and rivers while fishing this winter. The invasive species are non-native plants, animals, and diseases that cause ecological, environmental, or economic harm. Aquatic invasive species can crowd out native plants and animals and threaten the quality of boating and fishing in Wisconsin waters. Curly leaf pondweed and Eurasian water milfoil are an aquatic invasive species that remain hardy under the ice in the winter, giving them an advantage over native aquatic plants. Plant-like algae starry stonewort dies back for winter, but its tiny star-shaped bulbils can be present on plants yanked up through the ice or in the mud that can come up if the bottom is disturbed by augers. Disease and the larvae of invasive snails and mussels can also be present in the water and mud in winter. Because of the possible spread of diseases that can threaten fish populations, buying minnows from a licensed Wisconsin bait dealer is important. Up to 2 gallons of water may be kept for minnows, provided they will be used on the same water body or if no lake or river water from the fishing sites has been added. Dead bait must be preserved in ways that do not require freezing or refrigeration. Visit the DNR's webpage on bait preservation to learn more. A few minutes of preventative action can help preserve and protect waterways for future generations. Before stepping onto the ice or into a stream this winter, anglers should inspect fishing equipment for attached aquatic plants, animals, or mud, remove all attached plants or animals, drain all water from buckets, containers, and gear, never move live fish away from a water body, dispose of unwanted bait in the trash. In addition, the DNR encourages anglers to leave fishing gear where it can freeze for 8 hours or more, as this will kill most species. Other methods to kill aquatic invasive species hiding in fishing gear are to steam clean the gear or to soak it in either 140-degree water or a bleach solution for 10 minutes. To learn more about invasive species and their impacts on Wisconsin's waters and economy, visit the DNR's Invasive Species webpage. You can make a difference in someone's life today by donating at the American Red Cross Blood Drive in Fenimore. The Red Cross is experiencing an emergency blood shortage as the nation faces the lowest number of people giving blood in 20 years. A blood drive is being held today until 3 o'clock at the Fred Lenz Conference Center at Southwest Tech. Appointments can be made by downloading the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Small Ruminant Webinar Series provides research-driven solutions to popular sheep production issues. It also connects sheep and goat producers to useful tools, techniques, and tricks of the trade, and tips from the field. Learn from experts and other small producers like you and attend these monthly webinars set to take place this winter. The first will be held Wednesday night at 7:30 via Zoom. This informational session will focus on two disease entities negatively impacting domestic sheep and goats, pneumonia and abortion. Webinars will be hosted by Carolyn Eide, Small Ruminant Outreach Specialist, UW-Madison Division of Extension, and Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Learn more and register at go.wisc.edu/4R68P. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is conducting a public involvement meeting to discuss improvement on County T bridges over the Wisconsin River between Port Andrew and Blue River in Grant and Richland counties. The meeting is scheduled for Wednesday from 5 to 6:30 with a short presentation at 5:30 at the Blue River Community Building. The objective of this meeting is to familiarize the public with the purpose and need for the project and to obtain input on the proposed improvements. This project will replace two bridges over the Wisconsin River. Additionally, pavement approaches will be replaced, updated guardrail, and pavement markings. During construction, County T will be closed and detoured utilizing Wisconsin 60, Wisconsin 80, and Wisconsin 133. Construction is anticipated for 2027. Adjacent property owners are encouraged to attend this meeting. If unable to attend or for more information, contact the Wisconsin DOT Project Manager, Derek Potter, at 608-246-3861. That's 246-3861. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Susan Beru of Plain on ticket number 314. It's 32 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Are you looking for a local contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete work to retention walls and everything in between, including residential and commercial snow plowing. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes for happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2024. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 608-475-3973.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
It's currently 32 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:33. Today is Monday, January 22nd. Juan Carlos de la Cruz Lopez, 56 of Richland Center, died Wednesday at the UW Health University Hospital from injuries sustained in a work accident. Funeral services will be this afternoon at 1 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home today from now until the time of service at 1. Survivors of Juan Carlos de la Cruz include his wife, San Juana Garcia Fernandez, 6 children, Diana de la Cruz and Brandon Halverson, Alma de la Cruz and Enrique Loza, Jocelyn de la Cruz and Jacinto Vasquez, Esmeralda de la Cruz and Jesus Salas, Jose Carlos de la Cruz and Kylie Kay, and Kristen de la Cruz. 13 grandchildren, his father, Vicente de la Cruz, 5 siblings, Teresa de la Cruz, Hector Luis de la Cruz, Arcelia de la Cruz, Damaris de la Cruz, and Vicente de la Cruz. Also other relatives and friends. Juan Carlos de la Cruz Lopez, 56, of Richland Center. John Francis Bond, age 74, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsborough. Military rites will follow. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsborough today from 4 to 7 with a KC Rosary at 3:30. Friends may also call at the church Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials to the Waniwak American Legion are appreciated. John Bond is survived by his wife of 52 years, Pamela, three children, Jonathan and Shannon Bond of Camp Douglas, Melissa Bond and Mark of Marshfield, and Joel and Tiffany Bond of Hillsborough, six grandchildren, a great-grandchild, his brother, James and Sherry Bond of Waniwak, three sisters-in-law, Kathy Bond of Waniwak, Mary Bond of Texas, Pat and Dick Link of DeForest, a brother-in-law, Joe Lisker of Palm Springs, California, good friend Don Elmer, and many nieces and nephews. John Francis Bond, age 74. Rodney Dale Rux, 79 of Muscadet, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Wednesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held Thursday at the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Rodney Rux is survived by his wife of 60 years, Bonnie, four children, Lori Perkins, Sherry and Mike Biba, Jeremy and Heather Rux, and Ryan and Samantha Rux, nine grandchildren, and a brother, Daryl Rux. Rodney Dale Rux, 79, of Muscadet. Michael Leo Drake, 66, of Oregon, died January 9th at UW Health, University of Wisconsin Hospital. A funeral mass will be held at noon Friday at St. Philip Catholic Church, Rolling Ground. Friends are invited to the Gaze Mills Community Center in Gaze Mills Friday from 8:30 to 11 for coffee and donuts. Memorials will be used to promote local literacy and reading programs in schools, hospitals, and educational institutions. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Mike Drake is survived by his wife, Mary, two children, Connor and Karina of Oregon, three siblings, Teresa and Robert Ludlow of Glenview, Illinois, John and Lori of Charlotte, North Carolina, and Jim and Kelly of Green Bay, nieces, nephews, great-nieces and nephews, and many friends. Michael Leo Drake, 66, of Oregon. Douglas Walter Roth, 43, of La Crosse, died Thursday after a 15-year battle with Huntington disease. A celebration of life will be held next Monday, January 29th, from 10 until noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with a time of sharing at 11. Burial will be held in the Walnut Mound Cemetery following the services. Memorial contributions may be made to Gunderson Health System or the Huntington's Disease Society of America. Douglas Roth is survived by his mother and stepfather, Julie and Lenny Miles, a brother, Michael and Rayanne Scheffelbein, a niece, step-siblings, Jason and Gina Miles, Jenny and Dan Arnold and family, his grandmothers, Mary Benson, Kirkpatrick, and Elfrida Wilmot, aunts, uncles, numerous cousins, and his best friend, Ron Blaschewski. Douglas Walter Roth, 43, of La Crosse.
Fuller's Milker Center LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. Our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Ernest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Corton Maine's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Ernest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment is needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street, Richland Center, or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good Monday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a major January thaw has started to move into the Midwest, and it's going to stick around at least for a week or so as mild air flows in both from the south and from the west coast. We're looking for quite a bit of cloud cover during this mild spell as well. We've had one weak disturbance passing by to the south and east of our region with some occasional drizzle and freezing rain from Missouri up through Illinois toward lower Michigan. That did bring some icing to southeast Wisconsin overnight. Now, there will be a second system coming through our region tomorrow, could bring us a little bit of icing, so keep an eye on your travel conditions out there, especially tomorrow morning. And then after that, a third system coming up from the south should bring a more widespread precipitation event Wednesday afternoon into early Thursday. That one could be mostly on the rain side, but still some surfaces could be cold enough to support some icing, especially at night. So definitely going to pay close attention to that. Also, as the warm, moist air comes over the snowpack, we could see some pretty heavy fog develop later this week as well. So please stay tuned for updates. Forecast for the rest of today, mostly cloudy, high temperature in the lower 30s, south to southwest wind up to 10. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 27. Tomorrow should be cloudy with some occasional light snow and wintry mix expected. Most of that ending in the early afternoon with highs in the mid-30s, east wind between 5 and 10. Tuesday night, lots of cloud cover, maybe some fog, low at 30. Wednesday, overcast with fog possible. Light rain likely by the afternoon, possibly a wintry mix at night, high near 37. Thursday looks dreary with some light rain or wintry mix, tapering to patchy drizzle, low 31, high 37. Friday, mainly cloudy with fog possible. Possibility of some drizzle or flurries in the morning as well, high 37. Saturday, breaks of sun possible, high 38, and Sunday looking dry with highs around 37 degrees. Have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently 32 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. After a high yesterday of 17, our low this morning was 22. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 32. The record high for this date, 53, was set in 2002. The record low, 26 below, was set in 1963. Last year's high was 26 with a low of 21. Sunset today will be at 5 o'clock, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:26. Currently in Richland Center, we have southerly winds at 5 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.09 and no precipitation to report. It's currently 32 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A new Mental Health Alliance forms to assist Ohio farmers. That's next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The Ohio Agricultural Mental Health Alliance is formed to help Ohio farmers and their families deal with stress and anxiety. The group includes three state-level departments, agriculture, health, and mental health and addiction services, the Ohio State University, Ohio Farm Bureau, Ohio Suicide Prevention Foundation, and Farm Credit Mid-America. Ty Higgins is with the Farm Bureau.
This brings together the agriculture community, who knows a lot about farming, and then those that maybe aren't involved in agriculture, those professionals that understand mental health.
Nathan Brown is a farmer from Ohio's Highland County.
I've had times where I've needed people to help hold me up. I actually just lost a really close friend of mine just about a year ago because didn't know how to transition the farm to that next generation, and there was a lot of infighting, and, you know, it breaks my heart.
Brown sees the new alliance as a real asset.
So many of my fellow friends, farmers, have struggled, are struggling, or will struggle in the future, and the more resources we can have available, the better for all of us.
If you or someone you know is in crisis, you can call 988 from anywhere for the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
A farmer from eastern South Dakota says he'd like to hear some optimism from Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack in his address at the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention today. I'm Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. Jeff Rogatsky tells Brownfield market analysts that the convention aren't painting a positive price picture for agriculture. While the cow-calf sector isn't looking bad, he says it's a different story for cattle feeders.
A feeder portion of the cattle market might see a little slippage, be a little bit tougher because of the commodity prices. People might go from eating a steak down to a burger or from beef to poultry just because of the prices.
He says the corn and soybean price outlook isn't great either for crop producers. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack will be addressing the American Farm Bureau Federation at the annual convention today in Salt Lake City. An accountant says many Christmas tree growers could be saving a lot of money at tax time. Brownfield's Larry Lee has this report.
Andrew Wasserman is a certified public accountant who has also owned a tree farm. He tells Brownfield Christmas tree growers should seriously consider counting tree sales as capital gains income instead of ordinary income to save on taxes.
Ordinary income, those are those rates you generally hear in the news, but they range from 10 to 37%, whereas capital gains are 0 to 20%, And actually, most people will pay about 15%.
Bosserman says there's another area of savings by using the capital gain schedule.
Ordinary income also is often subject to self-employment taxes, which is another 15.3%. So really, you're looking at savings of, probably 20% or more just on the tax rate.
Bosserman says the trees have to be at least 6 years old, but that's no problem since most Christmas trees are older than that when sold. From the Wisconsin Fresh Food and Vegetable Conference in Wisconsin Dells, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Thanks, Larry. New legislation has been introduced in the U.S. House that would freeze H-2A worker wages at 2023 levels. Michigan Republican John Molinar is the bill sponsor.
Sometimes these issues get caught up with immigration issues. We want to simplify this and say, no, this is about our agriculture economy. It's making sure people get a fair wage, but at the same time, not driving farmers out of business.
A bipartisan group of 75 U.S. representatives recently sent a letter to the House and Senate appropriation leaders calling for a wage freeze. A farm real estate professional sees parallels between current farmland values and the market a decade ago. Paul Shadegg with Farmers National Company says the run-up in prices reminds him of what happened from 2012 to 2014.
We have a lot of these ag cycles where we run values up and then it settles to a new normal. We could very well see a similar pattern.
I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
AgriAmerica features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on AgriAmerica.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to AgriAmerica's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit AgriAmerica's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitune from Timstock Auction Realty. Let's share results and upcoming events. We had a good crowd getting colder and cattle eating more. Large squares topped at $250 a ton and large rounds topped at $210 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Online only auction ending February 21st at 6 p.m. Soft close includes Potosi Brewery items, antiques, collectibles, tools, households, machinery, and much, much more located in Potosi. Looking to buy or sell your home? Give us a call 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesitune. Have a great day.
A slow start for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs are mixed at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet, typical for a Monday. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until midweek or later. Business was limited last week and was delayed for the most part until Friday. Northern trade had a range of $272 to $277, mostly $274, which was roughly a dollar higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. There was some light scattered business in Kansas at $173 live, a dollar higher than the prior week's business. Box beef is higher at midday on solid demand for fairly light offerings. Choice up $2.31 at $297.81. Select is $2 higher at $285.05. The Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri held a special sale last Friday to catch up following the recent weather events. Steers under 800 pounds sold with a higher undertone, while steers over 800 pounds are mostly steady. All weights of heifer sold with a higher undertone. There were several load lots and multiple 15 to 40 head giraffes. Medium and large one feeder steers, 650 to 698 pounds, brought $238 to $257. Feeder steers, 714 to 743 pounds, brought $226 to $247.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 605 to 621 pounds, brought $223 to $244.25. Cash hogs are mixed at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Buyers are looking to get business back on track after the recent weather disruptions. Demand for U.S. pork remains strong on the global market, which has helped provide some price support, but domestic demand continues to struggle. And then there's the combination of ample supplies of market-ready hogs and heavier weights, which add more pork to the market, giving packers more leverage. Bears and gilt at the National Daily Director up 27 cents with a weighted average of 46.23. The Iowa-Minnesota is $1.12 lower with a weighted average of 46.23, and the Western Corn Belt was 27 cents higher with a weighted average of 46.23. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are up $3 from the last reported test to $39. At Illinois, slaughter's hog prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $23 to $35. Bears and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $24 to $34. And pork values were higher at midday, up 227 at 90.83. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Soybeans and corn are up, cattle and hogs are down. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The Stein Seedcast, the only podcast dedicated to everything Stein, shares insights from company leaders, growers, agronomists, and more. Listen today, Stein has yield. Soybeans are up modestly on short covering and technical buying, remaining oversold and getting some help from the mostly lower trade in the dollar index and the modestly higher move in soybean oil. The trade continues to monitor weather in South America, a little bit wetter over the near term for parts of Brazil and drier for most of Argentina. Slow export demand, though, continues to be a bearish factor on beans. March is up 7.75 at 12.21. May is 6.75 higher at 12.29.75. March bean meal's down $1.50 at 3.55. March bean oil's up 115 at 48.05. Corn's firm on short covering and technical buying, watching South America with recent rain in Brazil improving second crop prospects at least a little bit. Near-term demand for U.S. corn should stay solid, but the export advantage starts slipping in the deferred months. March corn in Chicago's up 3/4 at 4.46 and a quarter. May corn's a half higher at 4.56 and a half. And wheat's up on short covering, technical buying, and again, the weakness in the dollar index we've seen for much of the session. Most forecasts for this week have a solid precipitation outlook for many key U.S. winter wheat growing areas that should further improve conditions, especially in parts of the U.S. plains. March Chicago is currently up 3.75 at 5.97. March Kansas City's 2 higher at 6.10, and March Minneapolis wheat is up 6 at 7.01.5. Live and feeder cattle are lower, watching the distribution of this week's direct cash cattle show list and waiting for widespread trade. February live's down 62 at 173.75. April's 47 lower at 176.90. March feeders are down 50 at 231.45. At a premium to cash, February hogs are 30 lower at 70.45. April's down 72 at 77.42. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Kitchen remodels are a popular building project. At Harchi Lumber, they can design a new kitchen layout and offer the Craftmade and Merillac Classic line of cabinets. But cabinets aren't only for the kitchen. Spruce up the storage space in your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even as an entertainment center. Finish off your cabinets with a countertop that meets your needs and matches the decor. For all your cabinet needs, call 608-985-7207 or stop at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Soy sauce. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Soy sauce first originated in Japan about 400 years ago and was mixed by hand, and then the mash was moved from bucket to bucket manually. Sanayuki Hondo, a trader with a company that specializes in food-grade soybeans, says a lot has changed over the years.
It was very manual, intense, and time-consuming work. And today, soy sauce is produced by automations with the production equipment. Even though the fermentation technologies have improved for centuries, people still love naturally brewed traditional soy sauce. Soy sauce is part of our meal all the time. So when you cook something like a Japanese food, most likely it has soy sauce in it. So I was personally growing up with the Kikkoman soy sauce since when I was little. And so it was a part of my life. So in Japan for 400 years, I assumed that the soy sauce has been part of her life and it always been on the table. People love it, consumers and chefs.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
The annual Making a Difference Awards will be held Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, beginning at 6:30. Come and honor those individuals and organizations that make Richland County such a great place to live. You can find out more at richlandrejuvenates.org. Tickets are available at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and at Ameriprise in Richland Center. The Making a Difference Awards, Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center. WRC.